Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, final little short segment with the great James O'Keefe, and then Robert Malone, with huge breaking news on the COVID front, joins us. Just a month ago, Gavin Oblivas, the CIA, former FBI contractor, about their targeting of myself, that came out, went mega viral. This is much bigger as it's against the president himself, and we have so much evidence that it did happen. But now the frequency of this is really building. You'd think these guys would keep their mouths shut, James O'Keefe, that they're just totally unprofessional.
Yeah, they don't keep their mouths shut because they, you know, there's the truth is the truth. And sometimes people need to confess the truth. And that's why good defeats evil in the end. That's why light defeats darkness. And it's remarkable that you have a CIA guy, a cybersecurity program manager, contracted Northrop Grumman, Deloitte, Langley, a guy with the green badge and the lanyard, spilling all these secrets. But the truth is, you know, that's why undercover journalism matters. That's why what we do at O'KeefeMediaGroup.com matters, and now you have a reaction from President Trump and a statement from the CIA exclusively given to us at O'Keefe Media Group.
Are you expecting more of this? I mean, suddenly two big ones in the last month. This is very exciting.
Yeah, I think it's, I think people are, I know this is the clue, we've been saying this for years, but I think people are really, really waking up now. I think everyone around, everyone is high alert, and, you know, kind of like what the deep state says, oh, if you see something, say something. You know, Alex, they've been saying that for 20 years. Well, now it's the inverse. Now citizens are beginning to perk up their ears. And when they're, you know, sitting in a bar or they're at a restaurant and there's a guy in the intelligence or the FBI starts yapping along, I think people are liable to take their camera out and record it.
Well, they're very, very unprofessional. I had family that did stuff in intelligence, and they never talked about anything until their deathbeds. And these guys are running around like parrots just squawking. Since you mentioned it, here's a short clip of President Trump's statement about this breaking story.
Mr. President, your reaction to this videotape of the CIA individual talking about how the CIA director has withheld information from you?
What's shocking to see how stupid somebody can be. If this guy's for real, you ought to get rid of him. CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, this is not an intelligent guy. To be openly talking to a woman that walks up and starts asking him questions and talking that way. So he may be bragging or showing off to some young lady. I have no idea the conditions under which he spoke, but I'd get rid of him real fast. If he's for real, get rid of him.
And again, that was Trump yesterday morning when you met with him, I believe, before he 100% he trusted you, but before they admitted it was real. Now you need to see him obviously call for investigations, call for Pompeo to be hauled up. Do you agree with that, James O'Keefe?
Yeah, I need to let Trump know that the CIA's statement, because they, like you said, Alex, that was before the CIA confirmed his employment and then said that they had terminated him. Again, if you're just tuning in, this guy had a green badge that had this insignia on it, and the law says that if he has that in his possession, he's currently employed there, and that was of last week. So
and they now admit it. Yeah, they now admit it. In closing, how do we support the most successful organization out there exposing evil? How do we get behind James O'Keefe?
We really need resources. We're a smaller team than we were. We have crowdsourced citizen journalism, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. That's OKEEFEMediaGroup.com/donate. Send support. Sign up to be a citizen journalist. We have a tax deductible arm now. It's on our website. If you need a tax deductible donation, 501c3 called Citizen Journalism Foundation. If you want to, you know, support us through your foundation. Thank you, Alex, for being part of the story and for getting the message out.
Yes, sir. We admire you. And when we literally go to sleep at night and get down sometimes, I think, well, we got James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and a few others. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. The great Robert Malone, the inventor, one of the top inventors of mRNA technology, finally on the show. We're honored to have him. Go to 1 minute break. Come back. Please remember, we're listener supported. Go to our great sponsor that helps keep this show on air. Plus, they have amazing products. DrJonesNaturals.com. All the nano silver toothpaste and wound gels and immune gargle and all of it is there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And also Next Level Foundational Energy. It is methyl folate with a bunch of other key compounds. The breakdown of folic acid that is the energy of the cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect, and it's all clean and healthy. It's Next Level, but it's called Next Level Foundational Energy at DrJonesNaturals.com. Back in 60 seconds with Dr. Robert Malone. know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Fortune tanto vorrerà, scrivi la TV Sosseris, con su amici vorrerà, su tra i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, our guest for the balance of the hour needs no introduction. Dr. Robert Malone has been the most prominent out of a bunch of amazing prominent doctors and scientists that have exposed the great COVID tyranny of where the virus came from, the dangerous experimental shots that they call vaccines, and now 4+ years into this, wow, total vindication of Dr. Robert Malone and so many other great individuals that have gone public. We've had whistleblowers, the vice president of Eagle Health Alliance. We have major Senate hearings where Fauci's caught red-handed in his own emails calling it gain of function. There is so much to catch up on because I've met him once when he was here, talked to him a little bit when he was going on one of the other shows, but he's never been on my show, and he's here, so I feel like I know him, but I'm almost every day following the interviews and the breaking news, the things he talks about to really understand what we've been hit by, and now we have the UN treaty that literally takes control of our sovereignty and our bodies, and Bill Gates is running around like a gremlin, giggling, saying another big one's coming, and it's going to be much worse, and I've got articles where the UN's announcing, along with the Davos group, that the world ID will be based on a vaccine passport. So my big concern is we can't, because humans have a tendency when they go through a trauma to just get over it and move past it. But it's coming again. It's in the Rockefeller Foundation documents. It's in the Great Reset documents. It's all there in Operation Lockstep from 12 years ago that this is how they want to bring in total corporate global dominance is virus scares is their main jewel in the crown. They talk about cyber attacks and wars and migration, but the big jewel in the crown, I think Robert Malone would agree, is this. So he can go wherever he wants. There's so many big developments, so many studies coming out, prestigious studies, government admissions of myocarditis, and it's not as just terrible. Insurance company actuaries, tens of millions dead. I mean, and it just gets worse by the minute, and then all the anecdotal evidence. So I'm kind of ranting here. Robert W. Malone, MD, MS, one of the pioneers, the most sourced main pioneer into mRNA, been warning about it long before they even rolled out COVID because some of the problems with it, obviously. It's great to have you, Dr. Malone, and we really appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thanks, Alex, and I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Well, thank you, sir. But I think, because I watch you all the time, I think you said it best. It's not even courage. This is survival. We've got to stand against this. I mean, this is a mass power grab, mass psychosis you talk about. So you're really wide spectrum, the expert on all this. Where do you want to go first? What they did, what's happening now, what they're going to do next? There's so many big developments. So I want to really try to give you the floor.
Well, I'm just back from Romania, and so I'm a little biased right now, having been at the Make Europe Great Again conference, where we had a number of European speakers, conservatives, speaking about what's going on here. And as far as I'm concerned,
good old Skype occasionally cuts out. So we'll just reconnect with him. Yeah, that was a great conference. I wasn't there, obviously, but I watched it and I listened to it. Doc, looks like your Skype came back. You just said you got back from the Make Romania Great Again event. Please continue.
Or it was Make Europe Great Again. I apologize if I said Romania. I was in Romania for the Make Europe Great Again conference. And I learned a number of things from the conservatives that were there. For instance, just one example, Alex, that you may not be aware of. Those that were representatives of the Alliance for Deutschland, AfD, Conservative Party, which is arguably the leading conservative party in Germany right now, would not allow themselves to be identified as being AfD members or supporters, because if they did be so identified on interview, they would be arrested upon returning to Germany. Right now, waving a German flag is considered to be a neo-Nazi act. All over the world, there's an effort to suppress nationalism in favor of globalism. What we're up against, as you rightly point out, is the weaponization of all kinds of aspects of science, infectious disease and virology being one of them. Weaponization in order to advance ulterior motives, other agendas. And all those other agendas really wrap back around, as you point out, to control. Controlling people through a weaponization of fear, I argue, is fundamentally unethical. But it's what's being done. It's what's being done by our government. It's what's being done by the European Union. It's what's being done by the World Health Organization. It's what's being done by the United Nations. And somehow we have to stop this. This is not okay. For governments to be using fear in order to control their populace. But that's what's going on. And as far as I'm concerned, the COVID crisis is just a small example of a broader strategy that's in play here.
Absolutely. Again, I have a trillion questions to ask. How would you describe the entire COVID event and the aftermath of it? And then there's the staggering numbers of dead we see that's more and more not even being denied. Even corporate media is now basically admitting this. And I just wonder what the fallout's going to be.
Good question. What is the fallout from this gross mismanagement of public health over the last 4 years? And as you're alluding to, what we're seeing is that the deaths were not due to, they don't appear to be due to SARS-CoV-2 infection. There's actually a big discussion right now among people out on the edges about whether or not this is even a pandemic, whether or not we can call this a pandemic. Because excess all-cause mortality seems to accrue after the vaccine rollout and these various dysfunctional public health measures, the use of remdesivir, et cetera. And it doesn't seem to correlate with the onset of the infectious wave in 2020. Furthermore, we have more and more evidence that this virus was engineered. And yesterday we had Peter Daszak testifying before the select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis of the House. And Daszak repeatedly denied that there was any credible evidence that this virus was laboratory engineered. He repeatedly insisted that it was from natural sources, a transmission from animal source to humans. But the preponderance of data is quite strong now, and the committee wouldn't hear of this. They're talking about moving forward on banning Mr. Daszak, Dr. Daszak, from any future research funding from the United States government, and there's active discussion of even holding him criminally liable. I think there's, and I've been calling this shot now for a couple of months, the tea leaves to me read that Mr. Daszak, Dr. Daszak, is likely to be the fall guy here. The only question I think remaining is whether or not Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, is also going to have to be held accountable.
And didn't I see you predict that about a year ago, that Daszak would be the fall guy?
Yeah. So it's playing out exactly as I intended, or as I anticipated, and no surprise, because Daszak is outside of the government. The government, U.S. government, has got a real problem, as does the CCP. The CCP and the U.S. government were the prime movers here in engineering this. And
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
He's resorting to is basically blaming NIH for all of this. Again and again and again, Daszak threw NIH under the bus every time Congress tried to hold him accountable or caught him at one of his lies. And you're right. This is what this is all teeing up, because they now have Barrick testifying. They use Barrick, Ralph Barrick from University of North Carolina, a former key collaborator of Dr. Daszak's. They used his testimony against Dr. Daszak. They have testimony from the acting director of NIAID, the person that took over Tony Fauci's position. They have testimony from the temporary director of NIH. They have caught Tony Fauci's lieutenant red-handed, telling Mr. Daszak to use his Gmail account so that it couldn't be traced, instead of using official channels.
Sure, so we have obstruction, too. But didn't Redfield, about a year ago, he came out and actually threw them all on the bus and admitted, of course, it's gain of function. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship.
Bob Redfield is an interesting character. I've known him for years. He is very much a lieutenant of Dr. Gallo. And Bob Redfield was the director of CDC through a lot of this, and he was more or less participating in or not disclosing what he knew for a long time. And the rumor was that Bob Gallo told him he had to come clean, and then he gave this stunning testimony, as you say. I think it was sworn testimony, in which he admitted a whole series of things, including that the 6-foot social distancing was arbitrary and capricious. They just made it up. He officially disclosed DOD funding, USAID funding, that the funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology was coming from multiple government sources, and that the NIAID funding was actually a minority of the capital that was pumped into the Wuhan Institute.
So they know it's unraveling, Dr. Malone, and what you're hitting is the big enchilada. This is going to cause social unrest. The whole world will turn against the United States. The liability will be in the trillions. I mean, this
already happened.
Yeah, it's happening.
Having come back from Europe, it's already happening. And that's why they have to implement this censorship industrial complex in the way that they are, because this is the term existential crisis is overused. But as Mike Benz appropriately laid out on Tucker Carlson, what is going on here is the rise of a populist movement, the use of social media in particular in ways that it was not intended to lead to things like Brexit and the election of Mr. Trump, and that we now face, the U.S. government and State Department and intelligence community now face the prospect of a growing populism in throughout the U.S. sphere of influence in the Pacific Rim area, Australia, New Zealand, in Europe, European Union, the expansionist NATO positions right now are all under threat of the risk of a populist wave, particularly in Europe, that may well lead to increasing pressure to reduce the role of the European Union, potentially having additional European states leave the European Union, and that potentially would compromise NATO, the grand plans that have been implemented. And in the face of this truly existential crisis in terms of American foreign policy, as they face the BRICS consortium and the rise of the CCP and of Russia, Putin's Russia, and the Middle East, of course, the U.S. intelligence community, the Five Eyes Alliance, feels that it's necessary to really pull out the stops and deploy psychological warfare and censorship and propaganda on their own citizens.
And that's the Civil War cultural. That's a Civil War cultural stuff we see now. It's I mean, they flipped the switch.
Absolutely, and it's no holds barred now. Anything goes. That's the thing. Anything goes on any of these crisis scenarios, whether it's climate change or infectious disease or the energy initiatives, etc. All of these things are being weaponized in order to justify, as you point out, these identities, identity passports, and the social credit system through the central bank digital currency. All of this is being rolled out simultaneously in a concerted effort to control the ability and willingness of people to act as sovereign beings, to act independently.
And what's incredible is if you read Operation Lockstep 2011, the Rockefeller Foundation that's so integral to all the battle planning said by 2020, 2025, we'll have so much unrest and so many issues against us, we're going to need a big virus. And so we're going to break it in a few minutes. But I know you don't like to speculate, but clearly it's man-made. Clearly they use it for a power grab. Clearly they block therapeutics. Committed crimes against humanity.
I agree to all those points. I concur with all those points you just made.
And you agree, though, I think you've already said this, but it's blown up in their face. It didn't go the way they thought.
And that's not dissuading them. So what there seems to be the belief that they can control this information. I mean, you're the one that's pioneered this term, InfoWars. They firmly believe that they can deploy modern psychological warfare technology with all the trimmings, what NATO calls hybrid warfare, and completely control the narrative by controlling everything that people think, feel, see, believe. And they're a long way towards being able to do it, except for a few alternative media dissenting voices such as your own.
But I think you agree, we're going to break in a moment, that there's a paradox, though. The awakening's been happening a while. It becomes cliched, as James O'Keefe said last time, but it's true. It's going straight up. I mean, I would get a lot of hate. Still majority support 3 years ago going to the grocery store. Now I go 6 months without somebody yelling at me and calling me. People are really upset. People are awake.
Yeah, in coming back from Europe, I'm hearing a growing wave of dissatisfaction with what has been done here. And this is just the COVID crisis is just the most egregious example. It's one that everybody can see and feel, and it's touched every family in the world. The transsexual agenda, the sexualization of children, the education agendas that are going on, this kind of wokeism version of Marxism, all of this is going on at the same time, and people are taking notice. Is it a critical majority yet? We're going to find out. The key moment, I think, that's coming up is the elections in Europe for the membership to the European Parliament, which I believe is June 7th through 9, depending on the nation state. And they're doing everything they can to shut down the populist.
Dr. Malone, stay there. We're going to come right back after this quick break, and we're going to get into The Great Awakening. Also, your book's amazing, Lies My Government Told Me, forwarded by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Everybody get his book, Lies My Government Told Me, at Amazon.com and everywhere else. We'll be right back with Dr. Robert Malone. Please stay with us.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I could talk to Dr. Robert Malone for 5 hours, and I know next time he comes to do Joe Rogan's podcast or something, I'm a mile and a half away from Joe. We're good friends. He'll hopefully come and visit us in studio, because this guy just gets it all. He's got a wide spectrum understanding, and I keep saying I'm not going to interrupt, then I think of so many things to back up what you're saying that are just crazy. But you got cut off talking about all over the world populist anti-globalists are getting elected. Europe, it's showing it's going to just be a rout. But that's panicking the system, as you said, so they're starting wars or destabilizing. Please continue along that line, and then wherever you want to go. I've got 1,000 questions, but wherever you think's most important, plus the devastating numbers coming out of the millions of dead and the UN treaty. Dr. Malone, please continue.
The
Thanks, Alex. So regarding the UN treaty, what we're talking about is the UN treaty on pandemics, particularly for the WHO. So this is the WHO Pandemic Accords and the International Health Regulations of modifications. And what's in play here, it's going to be voted on quite soon, is a major grab for power, sovereignty, and also financial power by the World Health Organization under the thesis that they've done such a good job in managing the SARS-CoV-2 crisis, the COVID crisis, that they deserve more power and really global control for coordinating all future pandemic responses, and also that they have the right to declare whether or not something is a global public health threat. So they're going, they seek the power for Mr. Tedros, their director general, to be able to declare anything as a major public health threat that he so desires, just like he arbitrarily and capriciously declared monkeypox a global health threat. And we've all seen how that played out. So this is a treaty, and it's also a modification of the international health regulations that have been proposed by Mr. Biden. And under this structure, what is proposed is that the WHO will be able to tell nation states what they must do and what their people must do, what drugs they must take, what vaccines they must receive in response to a public health outbreak. And these public health outbreaks can be associated with anything. They can be a climate crisis. They can involve gun violence. It can be whatever it is that Mr. Tedros determines is a public health threat or public health emergency. And it's all part of what's called the One Health Initiative, which basically determines that the rights of human beings are equivalent to that of all other species, animal, plant, etc. So they can declare a public health crisis, a international health crisis, because they believe that there's a threat to a given species in the Amazon or anything they want, really. It is truly arbitrary, and it truly is a threat to your national sovereignty, but that's only one of many threats. I'd like to talk for just a moment about what is globalism. We hear this tossed around again and again about globalism and the threat of globalism. Functionally, the threat of globalism is that of central planning. What they propose is that public-private partnerships, transnational public-private partnerships, which meet the criteria of Benito Mussolini for the term fascism, will have the right to determine how the world should be run, what you should do, how you should live, what you should eat, whether or not you live in 15-minute cities, whether or not you're allowed to travel on airplanes, etc. And all of this is really global controlled central planning. What is central planning? Have we seen examples of central planning before? Of course we have. The former Soviet Union, and I just come back from Romania under the dictator Ceausescu. There are many of these totalitarian dictatorships over time that we've seen that rely on central planning edicts. And what they do is they destroy cultures. They destroy people. They destroy their lives. They destroy productivity. They destroy innovation. This is the key thing that I want to get across here, is the reason why to reject globalism and central planning is because it is the best way to prevent innovation. Central planning and global control will kill the ability of individuals and nation states to innovate, to adapt to changing conditions. What they propose is based on a theory called Malthusianism, that the world has limited resources. The global population of humans is outstripping those resources. This is why there is the depopulation agenda, etc. And These people believe that the solution is central control, central planning, bureaucrats determining what everybody in the world shall do. And by the way, the other reason why they want to drive towards this, these large corporations, Larry Fink, BlackRock, et cetera, I think we're looking at Larry right now, is that it reduces friction. It reduces the economic cost of transactions to have all cultures and all nation states homogenized in terms of their business practices, their rules and regulations, et cetera.
And he just admitted the end game is to cut off resources for depopulation. He said, it's good to have depopulation. We want to replace people with robots. That's a quote yesterday at the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, this is the logic that's been promoted. This is the logic of transhumanism and the belief that substitution of artificial intelligence, robotics, and transhuman technology will give rise to a new species, a superior species that will supplant the human species. This is part of a broader agenda that really is a death agenda when you think about it, from the perspective of human beings, is they're promoting death. They're promoting death in all kinds of different ways. And I argue we have to choose life. And I ask all of you to please consider this carefully. I'm of the opinion that terminating human fetuses is unethical. I'm of the opinion that using this kind of technology, psychological warfare technology, is unethical. But these people believe that it's all acceptable in the service of the greater good as they define it. And, of course, the greater good as they define it is often biased by their own self-interests. But the key thing, the reason why we cannot allow central planning is because it will absolutely destroy the ability of the human species to adapt to changing conditions and to innovate. This is the argument against Malthusianism.
That's right. It destroys competition. And they know exactly what they're doing. I want you to continue with that, sir. And the time we've got left, I want to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Donald Trump. But please continue.
Well, tell me about what you're thinking about Donald Trump, because right now I'm a little perplexed with Donald Trump's various statements about. I'm not an endorser of Bobby Kennedy. I consider him a friend. I think he's made a lot of great points. I think there's a lot of great positions that Mr. Trump has taken.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt the incredibly important point we're making, but I'm famous for it, so I'm going to stop. Finish your point, then I'll bring up Trump. But yes, I have made mistakes in 30 years on air, but never on purpose. I've never lied on purpose about any political issue. Maybe to my wife I've lied a few times, and so has she. But other than that, I'm honest about that, folks. But I never have moral struggles because it's so cut and dry. With Trump, I see him being persecuted. I see what's happening. I know he's better in ways, but I don't really like lesser than two evils, and he keeps promoting the damn shot. And so some days I come in here and almost just want to completely attack him. But then there's the paradox of Biden and all of that, even worse. And I'm like,
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are in a war. We're in a war for your children, for your future, for your autonomy, for your ability to hold property. And we have to fight.
Absolutely. Now, I've done a pretty good job letting you talk. This is one of the best interviews I've ever seen, and yours are all amazing. Please come on for a commercial-free hour or two in studio whenever you can, or you know, on the weekend, because those are huge shows. We'll re-air it on the main show. But I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. We've got 12 minutes left to the end of the break, and so I'm just going to sit back. Maybe you can comment some on Trump. What do we do about him? Why won't he admit he's wrong? I know he didn't go as far as Biden, so I can halfway hold my nose. But nowhere in my life do I struggle morally about a question and have my conscience telling me. But then my conscience also says, but don't go for Biden because he's so horrible. And I like RFK Jr., but I don't think he's going to win. Plus, he's got some issues. And so I want your take on that. And then whatever else you want to cover in the final 12 minutes, Dr. Robert Malone, it's been an incredible honor. Please complete the hour, and I would be very honored.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex, and safe travels. And I look forward to hanging out with you in person sometime in the future. So my thoughts on the current political situation in terms of the upcoming election, I am a supporter of Donald Trump. That's the truth. I also support some aspects of what my friend and colleague Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has to say. I applaud his courage for speaking out. I encouraged him to run because I believe that was the only way he was going to break through the wall of the press and their willingness and actions to try to defame and delegitimize him. And to a large extent, that's happened. The Tucker Carlson interview, for instance, was amazing and got huge traction. And his interview with Joe Rogan, of course, was amazing also. Mr. Kennedy is fundamentally a Democrat, and he believes in a lot of the fundamentals of 1960s Democratic Party, the party of his father and his uncle. And a lot of those ideas are obsolete. They have been proven wrong. I think we have Ronald Reagan to thank for a lot of that. My opinion of Mr. Biden is that he is absolutely incapable of governing, is not currently governing, and the autopilot policies that have been deployed during his administration are stunning. They have just ground the Constitution into the dirt. They don't seem to care about the Bill of Rights, and this administration seems to be playing a game of catch me if you can, combined with lawfare and a weaponized Justice Department. And if you need an example of that weaponization, you can look at the case of my friend and colleague, Dr. Peter Navarro, who's currently rotting in jail for contempt of Congress, their actions against Mr. Steve Bannon, their actions in particular against Mr. Donald Trump, but against virtually every major conservative that was involved in Donald Trump's administration. These are bad times right now. So there's no way I can support Mr. Biden or anything to do with the Biden administration, which brings us to Mr. Trump. And I think that it's a real dilemma. When Mr. Trump came out with his statement, President Trump, I should say, came out with his statement after Biden's State of the Union, in which Trump asserted that the vaccine was a great success. It's now going to be curing cancer, and took full credit for this and seemed to be kind of petulant over President Biden taking credit for the vaccine and that vaccine technology. I was really troubled by that because, like many conservatives, I've been hoping that President Trump would come to terms with what has transpired during the COVID crisis over the last 4 years and come to terms with the mistakes in his own administration, of which the vaccine was only one. But he seems to be doubling down on that. And a recent Truth Social post in which he attacked RFK Jr. for his positions on the vaccine really demonstrated that this wasn't just a short-term petulant response to Biden's State of the Union address. This is a deeply held belief by Mr. Trump that his success with Operation Warp Speed was one of the capstones of his entire administration. What a shame, because there's so many things that occurred in a positive way during the prior 4 years of Mr. Trump's presidency. And at this point, I still have to hope that we have another 4 years of Mr. Trump and his presidency. I think there's a lot of good that he can do. And I think that the trials that he's been through over the last 4 years of this Biden administration, the attacks, lawfare, weaponization against him, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, it just goes on and on. Wrap your head around what this guy has been subjected to. I find it stunning that Mr. Trump is able to withstand all of this crap that's been thrown at him. And so that says to me that he does have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to the administrative state. The question is, does he have the commitment to do so? Is he willing to really go to the mat? Because I don't hear him campaigning on a lot of things that I would expect him to be campaigning on, such as his actions previously in creating a whole new employment category, Schedule F, for federal employees so that they would be able to be fired. They could be treated more like at-will employees and be held accountable for their actions.
I don't hear him campaigning on that, and yet it was one of the most significant things that he did, unfortunately, immediately overturned by Mr. Biden by executive order when he came into power. Is Mr. Trump, is President Trump willing to take on the administrative state? He talks the talk, but is he laying out a campaign platform items that will result in a smaller government, a government that has been reprimanded and acknowledges the fundamental nature of a federalist republic in which states have significant roles and rights? I don't hear Mr. Trump laying out policy positions that would be consistent with a reduced administrative state. And that is critical. I've heard him speak a little bit about defunding the World Health Organization. Is he willing to take on the United Nations? Is he willing to do the hard, heavy lifting that's going to be necessary in order to break us free from this really consortium of Marxists that has taken over the United Nations? Is he willing, really willing, to go to the mat with the World Health Organization? Is he willing to repatriate American industry? Is he still committed to making America great again? And what does that commitment really look like? That's what I want to hear. And I've kind of given up on my hope that I would hear Mr. Trump acknowledge the harms that were done by Operation Warp Speed by jettisoning all the rules and regulations and deploying these uncharacterized vaccines that now the data are demonstrating are associated with a major increase in all-cause mortality. Interesting, coming back from Romania, Romanians were among the few that refused to take the vaccine. They had very, very low vaccine uptake compared to the rest of Europe, and they also had the best outcome in terms of all-cause mortality. Now, that's pretty close to a smoking gun. So is Mr. Trump going to acknowledge what happened here? I doubt it. Is he going to learn from that and really try to hold the bureaucrats accountable? I hope so. Is he a better option than Mr. Biden? I don't see any doubt about that in my own mind and my own heart. Is he more experienced and skilled as a manager than Mr. Kennedy? Absolutely. And we need to have, as Steve Bannon puts it, a wartime president. So that's where I stand on Mr. Trump. And I wish he would come clean on the jab, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.